What's happening, Psychathletes? Welcome back to the Psychathletes Podcast. It's Ryan, your host, and today we're going to be discussing how your thoughts can break you out of a slump. Yes, your thoughts and your thoughts alone, all right? We're going to be going into the science behind thought, how it impacts your brain function, and how it impacts your performance. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. It's the number one way you can support us right now. If you guys are interested in one-on-one training, our Psycho Zone program, message me on Instagram or Facebook and we can schedule a call and get right to it. If you guys want our 9 favorite mental drills that you can start using today to unlock your peak potential, join our Facebook group and I'll send them over to you ASAP. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. What's going on, guys? Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone's having a really productive start to their week. Everyone woke up on the right side of their bed. And in a good mood and, you know, feeling positive energy and ready to attack the week. I know I am. Last week, I talked to you guys about the science behind mindfulness training and I kind of preached to you the importance of understanding it, okay? Because understanding the processes that I teach you guys is going to instill this sense of faith, trust, and belief in these techniques from you. And that's half the battle, right? If we don't believe something's going to work, it's not going to work. It's just like the placebo that I talked about, that placebo case when half the patients were administered a placebo medication and they believed they were receiving the real medication and their body underwent positive change despite that. And everything in life is the same way, you know, manifestation, visualization. If we don't believe in these things happening, if we have no trust in them, they're a lot less likely to benefit us, especially mindfulness training. If we don't believe in it and we're just, you know, kind of half-assing it and you're like, hopefully this is magic fix and I hope it does something for me, it's not going to do anything, okay? We have to understand the process behind it. We have to put trust in it. We have to put our faith in it and we have to do our diligence in terms of mindfulness training and mental training. So that's what this episode's going to kind of be about too. We're going to be talking about how our thoughts and feelings directly impact our performance. I know I say it a lot and I know a lot of people say positive thinking, you know, positive thinking helps. It's kind of a universal truth, but a lot of people, I feel like, don't really trust in that. They don't trust in the power of their mind. The power of our mind can help us, you know, get into slumps. You know, the mind can help us get into slumps and it can also help us break out of them. It depends on, you know, which wolf we feed. You know, you have two wolves, the bad one and the good one. We want to feed the good wolf. It's the same thing with mindfulness training and techniques and performance. We want to be feeding ourselves positive thoughts, okay, positive feelings, because a happy athlete is a successful athlete. I say it all the time and I'm going to get into it right now. So basically, I'm going to go into depth on how what we think directly impacts how we play. Okay, pretty straightforward. What is going on in the brain when one produces positive or negative thoughts? Every thought, guys, releases some type of chemical, no matter how big or how small. All right, so when positive thoughts are generated, when you're feeling like happy or optimistic, cortisol decreases and the brain produces serotonin. It creates a feeling of well-being. Okay, when serotonin levels are normal, one feels happy, calmer, less anxious, more focused, and more emotionally stable. We need that in order to compete. We can't be erratic. We can't be anxious. We can't be nervous. Okay, so if we're in kind of a neutral mindset, we're a lot more calm or happier or less anxious than being in a negative one. Sorry about that text. Like always, I'm really bad about turning my ringer off during podcasts, but it's too late now. Can't go back and re-record. So again, obviously, the optimal mindset is a happy frame of mind, one where we're feeling, you know, a sense of well-being, happy, calmer, less anxious, okay? So when positive thoughts are generated, again, they release those sorts of feelings, okay? Daniel Goleman, author of Focus, The Hidden Driver of Excellence, states that the brain has heightened prefrontal activity and positivity, resulting in enhanced mental functions such as creative thinking, cognitive flexibility, and even faster processing when we experience positive thoughts and feelings. Okay, so there are tangible benefits from thinking and feeling positive. Cognitive flexibility, creative thinking, faster processing. Okay, these things matter in terms of performance, especially if you play a high, high reactionary or a fast twitch sport like baseball or soccer, you're maybe a goalkeeper. We need our brain to be optimizing, performing at an optimal capacity, okay? We need to be on the top of our game. And we can't do that if we're anxious, if we're nervous, if we're feeding ourselves negative thoughts, okay? Because then we don't have that serotonin, we don't have that clear head, We don't have that faster processing and that feeling of well-being. All right, positive emotions actually widen our span of attention, also important in performance. And it also changes our perception and focus on more of the we instead of the me. When we're feeling happy, I talk about this all the time, when we're feeling happy and we're feeling positive, we're always thinking about what we can do to help our team win. Even if you're in an individual sport, maybe you're looking towards some, you know, outside motivation. Maybe you want to win for your family. It's always a we sort of mentality. When we perform or when we play with a we mentality, we perform exponentially better because you're not playing the game for the wrong reasons. When we're feeling low, when we're feeling down, we start to play for ourselves more. We get selfish. Okay, we root up for others to fail. I'm not saying this is everybody, but this is definitely what I experience, especially in a team sport. When you're competing for a job or a starting spot or a roster spot, you sometimes root for other people to fail, and that's bad. We start playing the game for the wrong reasons. We start trying too hard. We start playing stressed, timid, unrelaxed, okay? We start thinking out our every move. So we need to kind of have this we mentality, and positive thinking contributes to that, guys. Positive thinking contributes to, you know, faster brain processing, a feeling of well-being, thinking about the whole instead of the individual, creative thinking, cognitive flexibility, faster processing. All these things are tangible kind of tangible benefits to performance. Okay, and when we take a look at the prefrontal cortex, when happy thoughts occur, there is brain growth through the reinforcement and generation of new synapses. Okay, what does that mean? Synapses and connections, your brain is always undergoing change. The cells are already always destroying themselves and reconstructing themselves and reconnecting themselves. And that's how we learn things. That's how we kind of process things. Okay, so when happy thoughts occur, there is exponential brain growth through the reinforcement and generation of new synapses. You're able to learn things faster, pick up things faster, okay, process things faster. All right, the prefrontal cortex is where all mind-brain functions conjugate and then are dispersed to various parts of the brain or transmitted to other parts of the body. The prefrontal cortex is the switching station that regulates the signals from the neurons as well as allows you to reflect and think about what you are doing at the time, a sense of consciousness, a sense of presence. It allows you to control your emotions through your deep limbic brain. You're a lot more emotionally aware, okay? Maybe you can, you know, stifle that anger or frustration, maybe accept these feelings a lot better, okay, when this part of the brain is activated. Okay, since it allows you to focus, it also gives you time for metacognition, being aware of one's own thought process. We always talk about perspective, self-awareness, guys. These things are important for good performance. Positive thoughts contribute to so many tangible benefits towards your performance. Now we're gonna talk about negative thoughts and feelings, okay? And this is counterproductive, okay? It's the exact inverse of what we want to accomplish. And sadly, we all get on these negative self-fulfilling thought cycles where we're constantly feeding ourselves things like, I need to do well. If I don't do well, I'm gonna get benched. You know, I'm not confident. I'm just not playing right now. When we feed ourselves these things, sorry about that, they're more likely to manifest in real life. Okay, everything that we feel about ourselves, I say it all the time, the way we act or what we believe to be true about ourselves, okay, guys, is indicative of how we act, feel, and perform. We're going to perform in accordance to what we believe to be true about ourselves and our environment. So if you're feeling shitty, okay, if you feel unconfident, that's how you will play. Oppositely, if we think positively, if we feed ourselves, you know, I can do this, you know, positive affirmations, which I'm going to give you guys later in this episode, we're going to start to rewire our brain, form new synapses, new connections, okay? And our brain is going to start to realize that, and we're going to play in accordance to those beliefs, okay? So again, negative feelings, what exactly happens when we have negative thoughts and feelings during competition, okay? When we get anxious, when we're under stress, or maybe we're angry or frustrated or feeling unconfident, the brain actually draws precious metabolic energy away from the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex, the hub of where we're forming new connections, synapses, and where our brain is actually processing things, okay, what we're using during our performance, okay? So when we have negative thoughts or feelings, it draws metabolic energy away from the prefrontal cortex, so it's going to operate much less efficiently, okay? So with these negative thoughts, the brain can't perform at high or even normal capacity. When stressed or scared, it's difficult to take in and process new material, let alone think creatively. Guys, I say this all the time. We cannot play well when we're feeling stressed, okay? When we have external pressure, all right? When we have these expectations of ourselves, or we're feeling down, or we're feeling fear, we're not going to play well because it's more difficult for our brain to take in and process new things, okay? Or process what's going on in front of us. That means we're going to get stuck on our head, Okay, we're not going to be playing in the present moment, and we're going to be overthinking. All right, so basically, to sum it all up, when we have negative thoughts, it slows down brain coordination, it makes it difficult to process thoughts or find solutions, it hinders creative ability, which matters in competition, believe it or not, it decreases activity in the cerebellum, and it impacts the left temporal lobe, the fear factor, affecting mood, memory, and impulse control, where we feel our emotions, okay? When we have positive thoughts, oppositely, synapses increase dynamically. Guys, the way our brain, again, synapses, you know, forming new connections, the way our brain processes and learns new things, the synapses increase dynamically, increases mental productivity by improving cognition, it intensifies ability to pay attention, to focus, to be in the present moment. Positive thoughts do these things, okay? Improves ability to think and analyze incoming data. When you're playing baseball, when you see a fastball coming at you, if your brain's not performing at an optimal capacity, you're going to miss that fastball, okay? These things are real. They manifest in real games. Your brain has a huge impact on how you perform, and we can control our brain through our thoughts and emotions. So all we need to do, and I'm going to get into it in a little bit, is rewire our brain. All right, last but not least, positive thoughts improve the ability to solve problems quicker and enhance creativity. All right, so to conclude, our thoughts have a direct relationship with our performance. Simplistically, if we are happy and are in a positive frame of mind, we're going to perform better. If we're unhappy, stressed, angry, frustrated, anxious, we will perform worse. As I always say, a happy athlete is a successful athlete. In our one-on-one training program, the last module of the course is all about, you know, emotional well-being and how we can use mindfulness techniques. I'm really jumbling my words today because I'm pretty excited about the topic. But the last week of the program is all about, you know, how can we implement our mindfulness techniques in our life, okay? Because our happiness and life and our frame of mind outside of sports carries over to our performance. So the crucial thing is we have to be happy and we have to be feeding ourselves positive thoughts, not just in sports and in that realm, but in life as a whole, okay? A happy athlete is a successful athlete. If we're able to control our thoughts and emotions, we can control how we play. I swear to you guys, you cannot go wrong by thinking positively at all costs. You must avoid negative thought. You must, you know, kind of recognize negative thought patterns. You guys can do that really easily with our CBT journal if you guys want that, message me. Basically, what it does is it recognizes destructive thought patterns, you know, acknowledges what we could have, you know, thought instead in that situation. And it kind of rewires our brain in that sense. It makes us more aware of our thought process. Okay, so again, if we're able to control our thoughts and emotions, we can control how we play. All right. So to get you started with positive self-talk and positive internal dialogue, because that's the number one way we can start to rewire our thought process and kind of shift away from a destructive or negative self-fulfilling cycle, we need to start influencing our positive self-talk and internal dialogue. So here is a list of 10 affirmations you can start using right now to impact your performance. All right. Number one. Why am I such a talented athlete? The reason I ask these questions, so I learned it from Parker. The reason you kind of ask questions in affirmations is because when you ask a question, your subconscious is going to start to search for kind of answers to that question, which assumes that the statement is already true, if you guys are following along. So if I say, why am I such a talented athlete? Okay, your brain is already going to assume that you're a talented athlete, and it's going to look for reasons as to why you are. Okay, so that's why we ask questions when we do affirmations. So number one, why am I such a talented athlete? Number two, I release all negative thoughts about my athletic ability. Number three, I am playing for a purpose. Four, I belong here. Five, I live for competition. Six, I exceed the expectations of others. Seven, I believe in my athletic ability. Eight, I am a motivated athlete. Nine, I have the skills needed to perform well. 10, why am I so confident in myself? Again, a question. So I already posted this list of affirmations in our Facebook group. So if you need them, you can find them there or on Instagram. I think our latest post has had a list at the end. But if you guys want the entire affirmation handbook that I give to athletes in the Psycho Zone program, the one-on-one training program, which I've been giving a lot of free stuff out from that program. So if you are interested in one-on-one training, please message me. There's so much good stuff in there and it can really unlock your peak potential. But anyway, if you want the affirmation handbook, you can DM me handbook. You can post in our Facebook group handbook, message me on Facebook handbook, something like that, and I'll send you a link to the handbook. But I think someone asked me today over Discord if I could send the handbook to them, but I struggle to send, you know, big files over Discord for some reason because I recently downgraded because we don't use it as much. But if you guys want the handbook, message me either on Instagram or on Facebook. You're probably gonna have to join the Facebook group so I could send it to you, because there's no restrictions on file limits. So if you enjoyed this podcast episode, guys, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That's the number one way you can support us. Follow us on Instagram. And again, if you're interested in one-on-one training, you're interested in the Psycho Zone program, message me on Instagram, message me on Facebook, and we'll talk about it. All right. Thanks, guys. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.